Nigeria held its presidential elections on Saturday. Officials had postponed the vote from last week, adding to mistrust in the democratic system. More than three dozen people were reportedly killed on Election Day as violence broke out across the country. There's a lot at stake in these elections, especially when it comes to the Nigerian economy. Nigeria has the highest poverty rate in the world. Around half of Nigeria's population, an estimated 87 million people, live on less than $1.90 a day. Bukola Adebayo is a journalist based in Lagos, and she talks to us about the elections, including what the unexpected delay meant for election weekend. Bukola, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So first, let's talk a little bit about how things unfolded over the weekend. There were lots of concerns about low turnout. What ended up happening?
The polls were delayed for a week, and everybody expected that the electoral body will be prepared for the voting Saturday morning. But quite nationwide, polls did not open until 3 hours after the official time. People had queued up, had lined up for hours to vote, but the electoral body was not ready for them, which delayed the closing of the polls. So they had to wait. I'm not sure everybody was able to vote. Some, after waiting for some hours, went back home. The electoral body says 72 million people out of over 80 million people that registered to vote actually voted.
And there were also 73 candidates running for the presidency. How were there so many, and how has this played into what we know about the results so far?
Well, there are just too many contenders that look like they have better chances of winning this election. And that is the incumbent president, President Muhammad Buhari, and Nigeria's former president, Atiku Abubakar. These are candidates that have been in power for some time and are known to many Nigerians. They are new candidates from other parties, young candidates under 35. The pool has been quite wide, and I don't think it's unexpected. Nigeria has over 190 million people. So I guess a lot of people are keen about this round of election and just want to throw their hat in the race, yes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the violence or protests over the weekend. Can you give us a sense of what happened?
Well, from figures we are hearing from the field, from civil society groups and election observers across the country, at least we can say like 35 people have died in election-related violence. Some broke out as a result between security forces and some hoodlums in polling stations. But I think the most significant is that few hours before the polls even opened on Saturday, bombs went off in the northern state. And that just foreshadowed how the rest of the day was going to go in these places.
In terms of the Nigerian economy, was that a player, or have you been able to tell whether or not that affected not just the turnout, but how people have voted? We know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is over 20%.
Nigerians are anxious. They want in this round to pick the next president, and in this round of election, Nigerians are more concerned about the economy, their own economics, and their fortunes generally. I mean, the World Poverty Clock said at least 90 million Nigerians are living in extreme poverty. I mean, that is more than 50% of the population. It has been a talking point that would determine who is going to win this election. I mean, President Buhari has promised to lift a lot of Nigerians out of poverty and to tackle security issues in the country. But even on the election day, bombs still went off in northern Nigeria, where Boko Haram has been fighting. The statistics on poverty are not looking good, even though Nigeria is still the largest economy in Africa. So I feel the determining factor is who Nigerians feel can take them out of poverty.
You mentioned Boko Haram. They are continuing to be a major problem in northern parts of Nigeria. Have any of the candidates been clear so far on how or whether they plan to deal with this?
Well, some candidates, I mean, the newcomers in the game, like some new candidates. I would mention Feladiru Toye. He's running on a new platform. He's Nigeria's very popular motivational speaker. He has mentioned how he's going to tackle Boko Haram by beefing intelligence. The main opposition leader and opposition candidate in this election, who also comes from the north, where areas that have been affected by this Boko Haram insurgency, has said how he's going to beef up security with more funding and more training so that they can be proactive about these attacks. But a lot of promises have been made about tackling security. President Muhammad Buhari, when he came in, said he was going to tackle insecurity issues, especially in the Northeast. He also comes from the northern part of the country. But many Nigerians say these promises have not been fulfilled. Their suspected militants are still carrying out bold attacks in the Northeast.
Also, we're looking at the influence of social media, whether there were any campaigns that might have influenced these elections. Obviously, there were potential for fake news there. Are you aware of any of those campaigns?
Well, I would say the social media has been rife with a lot of fake news. I wouldn't just say it's just from the parties, because a lot of Nigerians want to know about what their lives are going to look like after this election. There's a lot of frustration in the country. I think it has given a room for a lot of fake news to thrive. I mean, fake news of violence in some places that we've been able to verify from police and some other sources.
Bukola Adebayo is a journalist based in Lagos. Thank you so much, Bukola.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.